And as a first lieutenant in the U.S. Army, could you ever have imagined to be Secretary of Defense someday?
No, I certainly didn't. During the Vietnam era, I was an officer in the intelligence branch, and I thought I just want to get in and then get out and be able to lead a life with my family. And I never thought at that time that I would ever ultimately be Secretary of Defense, or for that matter, Director of the CIA.
Yeah, and also don't sell yourself short, my friend. Chief of Staff as well to President Clinton. You're a busy guy. And by the way, I don't know about you, but when I was coming up as a disc jockey and a talk show host and doing some acting and all the various things that I've done, I always thought management were idiots. And then I got pushed into that role. Did you find that once you left the first lieutenant ranks and eventually saw how the whole thing was run, maybe they were a lot smarter than you thought?
Well, it makes you appreciate a lot more the people who have to lead and have to supervise and have to make sure that ultimately the mission is accomplished. And I have always respected those individuals who are willing to give their life to those programs and serve the country. That's just a special way to give something back.
And the beauty of that, too, for me anyway, is it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's an American thing.
You got it. I used to always be asked about, what was it like to serve at the CIA or at the Pentagon? And I said the best thing about it was that they weren't Republicans or Democrats. They were just good Americans trying to do a job for the country.
Yeah. And you know what? I may be naive and a Hallmark card with two size 11 and a half feet, but I really feel we're going to get back to that. And maybe that's part of the reason we're in the phase we're in. But let me talk about this program here for a second with you, because it's really important work that the Road Home program does. What shape are we in this country in regards to folks that get out of the service recognizing PTSD and treating it? And I know it's a very general question, but what's your reaction to that?
Well, it's a serious challenge. These young men and women, as I said, put their lives on the line. They fight and battle. And it doesn't come without a price, and the price is that one third of our veterans return home with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. They suffer traumatic brain injury. They have other mental health conditions associated with their military service, and I think we have a responsibility to those that were willing to fight for us, to try to fight for them and try to give them a chance to be able to return to some kind of civilian life.
And, of course, veteran suicides. I mean, we should never have the words veteran and suicide in the same sentence. And the numbers are just, they're just awful. And the same thing with homeless veterans in this country. And there's so many great private organizations, and hundreds, if not thousands of them, doing their part to pick it up. But do we need to do more as a government?
Well, of course, we need to stay committed to the programs that government provides. But then again, I think all of us, this program that we're honoring, which is the program to provide a road home for veterans through the Rush University Medical Center, is a good example of that. These everybody who is there and is served by that program, none of them see a bill for their services. And they've had about 2,800 veterans. I think they've provided almost $24 million in care and counseling. So it really is up to people to be able to help fund these programs. And, the government obviously has a responsibility, but the government's a big place, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. I think these programs that are at the local level are the best programs for trying to get these veterans the kind of care, mental care, counseling they absolutely need in order to be able to get back to work in our country.
Again, that's roadhomeprogram.org, and you laid it out well, and the folks at Rush doing such a fine job there. Speaking of the Panetta Institute, as we did briefly, give me a 30 seconds or so on that. What are you working on primarily?
Well, our goal is to try to take young people and try to show them the importance of public service. We've got a series of programs. We have a congressional internship program where we pay for everything to bring them back to Washington and get that firsthand experience. We have a leadership program. We have a lecture series. We have a program to try to teach law students how to, you know, what it means to govern, which has become a lost art in Washington. We do a program that tries to help young kids learn how to read in our grammar school so they understand the importance of volunteering for service at the local level. So there are a number of programs we have, but the main goal is to try to make them understand that as young Americans, they do have a duty to our country to give something back.
It's not a cliche, kids. Freedom isn't free. We all, whether we're in service or not, we all have to step up and support what's happening and do whatever we can do in our own lives. By the way, that's PanettaInstitute.org. It is always a great pleasure to talk to you. You're the one guy, when I see the talking heads and the volume's down, I'll turn the volume up, and I hope you take that as a compliment. It's meant to be.
Thank you, Steve.